A mix of weather will likely occur across the northern plains as we move forward through the next 5 to 7 days, including some periods of sun and also some rain. Temperatures are going to become more mild across the region as we move away from the first part of this week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures today will be mostly in the 60s with some 70s in South Dakota and possibly the southwest corner of Minnesota. This will be one of the warmer days. Tomorrow will also be in the 60s and 70s in South Dakota and southern Minnesota, with a few 60s maybe reaching into southeastern South Dakota and west central Minnesota. After that, we are going to see milder conditions overspreading the region, with daily highs mostly running in the 50s and some 60s, but there may also be a few upper 40s during the days in which rainfall might be a little bit more significant. Those days will not be very great in number. We do expect some precipitation to come and go, but it's not likely to be widespread general soakings, just enough to disrupt any early season farming activity that's underway. We do not expect precipitation today to be much of an issue. However, late this afternoon and into the evening, we will see showers from central South Dakota back into western North Dakota, and that precipitation is expected to be mostly light, but it will still slow down any opportunity for farming activity to occur in some locations, even though the moisture totals by tomorrow morning at dawn are unlikely to be more than about 0.3 inch, with the exception of a spot or two. Most of the precipitation will be very limited. Now, as we go further into the forecast, we will see some of that rain pushing eastward into the rest of our region by the time we get to dawn tomorrow, and we'll wake up with cloud cover in many areas, and rain will be falling from Minnesota into eastern parts of the Dakotas, but it is going to be sporadic rainfall. In other words, we'll see some scattered showers around, but no general soaking. And the precipitation that occurs during the day tomorrow is expected to be light as well, but there may be a few counties and parts of counties that could get between 0.3 inch and about 0.8 inch. But most of that will be in the north central and northeast part of South Dakota, southeastern parts of North Dakota, and into north central Minnesota. And I'm sure that that area will be adjusted in future computer forecast model runs, but there will be a little band like that that will generate a little bit more meaningful rain. The majority of us will see totals that will be much less than 0.4 inch, and some areas may not get anywhere more than about 0.2 inch. Now, this event will be followed by a short-term break in precipitation. Another chance for showers will develop in South Dakota and southern Minnesota as we get into Wednesday afternoon and into Thursday. That precipitation may lift to the north as we go into Friday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.